product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MCN Neco grain dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services. They maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and three truck and all-terrain cranes ranging from 40 to 55 ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach, suitable for maneuvering any job site. DS Services crane rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 872-3318. More Motor Sales in Carroll has been serving motorist needs in Huron, Sanilac, and Tuscola counties for more than a half century. It started as Burton Moore Ford and became Moore Motor Sales in 1970. Since the beginning, customers have enjoyed fair and friendly treatment and service, which is why motorists from all over the Thumb keep driving to Carroll. The customer is still king at Moore Motor Sales, the no gimmicks, full disclosure Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer at the west side of Carroll on M81. Why not find out for yourself? Farmers Cooperative Grain Company of Kindy, Elkton, and Cass City offers a full range of year-round agronomy services to maximize your crop and field profitability. From GPS soil sampling to fertilizer recommendations, variable rate fertilizer spreading, custom chemical application, detailed crop plans, and crop scouting for efficient pest management, their agronomists have the knowledge and resources to help maximize yield with minimum investment. You get year-round agronomy support from Farmers Cooperative Grain Company of Kindy, Elkton, and Cass City. Proud to be Michigan's oldest member-owned co-op.
This month at Graff Chevrolet Buick in Sandusky, we're tackling high prices. Huge savings on every Chevy and Buick on our lot.
And get $3,000 minimum on your drivable trade. And that means you'll score big with a great deal.
Save over $11,300 on Silverado light-duty double cabs and even more on a crew.
Take 20% off remaining 2017 Malibu, Cruise, and Trax LT models in stock. And if you don't qualify for GM employee pricing, don't worry. These deals are for everyone.
Our deal of the month is a 2017 Chevrolet Cruise LS courtesy vehicle. MSRP is over $20,000. GM employee price, $14,183.
And if a Buick is what you're looking for, save 17% on Buick Encore and over $7,400 off an Enclave.
We're tackling high prices all month long at Graff Chevrolet Buick on M46 in Sandusky.
This presentation of the WLEW Sports Network is brought to you by Moore Shoreline Chevrolet and Buick, DS Services, Moore Motor Sales, and Farmers Co-op Grain. Broadcasting here from Kindy, Michigan, North Huron High School, NCTL Stripes Division Action, eight-man football. Eight-man football, of course, a relatively new idea in terms of the history of the MHSAA coming into existence in the last decade or so. John, what are your thoughts so far on the experiment that is eight-man football across the state of Michigan?
You know, I think it makes a lot of sense for a lot of districts that have, you know, 150, 200 kids. That's there's a problem putting together a 22-man squad, not to mention, you know, we had that in junior high and high school back in the day, and we'd had a second-string squad, not at high school, but in junior high school, you know, the second-string squad that I played on. It makes a lot of sense. What's kind of what I'm trying to get my head wrapped around is some of these scores. At Dryden, the Warriors lost 60-34, then two wins, 60-8 and 82-6. Those are almost the kind of numbers the NBA basketball players had in the Olympics when the other countries were saying, we hope to be within 30 points of losing. You know, they were standing around getting autographs and shaking hands and all of that for their heroes. And there's so many different defensive setups now. You know, you've got a, with eight men, you've got a 3-3 and then two defensive backs, 3-2-3 or 4-3-1, and you can mix it up any way. But I'm trying to get my head wrapped around these big numbers, these big scores earlier today, 70-36. What's happening on the field? I'll be really interested to see how the flow of the game goes, how much running and passing there is, because I've seen some big numbers online in past games this season and last season where there were big numbers on both the pass side and the run side. So I'm just kind of, I'm wondering, though, if to what extent that the offenses, with the way they line up, are telegraphing what the next play might be to the defense.
Well, speaking to the scores a little bit, of course, the football field, it doesn't change shape when you go down to eight-man ball. It is 53.5 yards across, 100 yards long, 120 if you include the end zones. If you take six players off of an 11 versus 11 game, 22 players on offense and defense, drop that down to 16 for eight-man, there's a lot of extra space there.
Yeah, there really is, and these receivers are probably running their tails off. Today it'll be really tough because we had an unusually warm day today, 92 or something like that. It may not drop below 70 tonight. Beautiful, beautiful day, though, especially for this first full day of the fall. Yeah, I'm waiting to see how they'll kind of spread out. I'm assuming this is more of a pass offense almost by nature and almost by mandate.
Well, my question, as always, with eight-man football is, how does it translate if you're an eight-man football player to the next level? Of course, the Lions had a tight end, Casey Fitzsimmons, who did play eight-man in high school coming out of Montana. But you're thinking about all that extra space. And then if you are a good skill position player, and there will be some in this game, including Mike Craig, the senior from North Huron, you could find yourself with the possibility of getting into something like the GLIAC, the Division II level in college ball. Not only are you adjusting to the speed and the strength of college players, but you're also adjusting back to 11-on-11 football. And when you're talking the Thumb area, which has 16 teams in this NCTL between the two divisions, of these 61 teams in all of the state of Michigan as far as eight-man football, I don't know. It may be possible for some of those schools to merge together and maybe create 11-man football teams from maybe some type of combined effort. You're talking about going 10 miles down the road. If you're talking the Western Upper Peninsula, you might be talking 30, 40 miles where it's not really practical. I just don't know if it's not in the best interest of the players to try and create as many 11-man teams as possible, even if that means maybe merging some of the closer high schools together to play football.
I think that's a great idea, Grant, and I'd love to see that too. Eight-man football is a lot of fun. Somebody once said, you know, we don't want these kids missing out on the Friday experience, Friday night football. I remember my mom and stepdad coming to watch me play second string in the afternoon in junior high school, and it was a lot of fun, and I always wanted to play my best, and it was a great gig, and that was the only year I ever did that. But some of these kids, yeah, they really need, if they want to play ball in college especially, they really would like to be part of an 11-man squad. This is not indicative of play at the college level. The other thing is, one of the coaches, I thought it was North Powers, the state champions last year from the Upper Peninsula, said that, you know, they don't practice, they don't have contact practice. And while I think that's a great idea and necessity, I mean, you can't have somebody hurt on the field, much less at practice. You only got 16 guys to work with to begin with on both sides of the ball, and they're playing both positions, you know, on offense and defense. You don't want to have any kind of injuries, but you also, I think they're missing out on something at the practice if there's not a lot of that contact. They're only getting real contact in the game.
All right, be back in a minute on the WLEW Sports Network. This is the pregame show for MHSAA Week 5 action.
In our lives, there are a lot of unknowns. How much the electrical bill will be, what the weather will be like this weekend, or am I going to be healthy? That's why it's good to be sure, and that's spelled S-C-H-E-U-R-E-R. Take control of your life and maintain a lifestyle that is fun, enjoyable, and most of all, healthy. You can be sure in life by being sure. All you have to do is make an appointment with one of our family practice physicians in Pigeon, Elkton, Sebring, or Caseville. Whether you meet with Dr. Paul Scadden in Sebring, Dr. Scott Ryder in Caseville, Drs. Lori Hanselman, Teresa Ginther, and Blake Putman in Pigeon, or Drs. Ross Ramsey and Michael Paulson at Elkton Family Medicine, you can be sure that you are receiving the best care possible. Better health, better life is our mantra at Sure, and let's make it yours too. Make things in your life certain, or I should say, sure. Visit sure.org for more information so that if someone asks you, are you sure, you can join the thousands of others and say, I am sure. Sure. Better health, better life.
Are you sure?
Arnie Ruthenberg here, sales manager.